This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today thanked US President Donald Trump for his warm Diwali greetings on a personal phone call. In a social media post, Mr. Modi emphasized the enduring strength of India-United States partnership. The Prime Minister said, "On this festival of lights, may the two great democracies continue to illuminate the world with hope and stand united against terrorism in all its forms." U.S. President Donald Trump participated in Diwali celebrations at the White House and extended his warm greetings to the people of India and Indian Americans on the occasion. During his initial remarks yesterday, Mr. Trump praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi, calling him a great person and a great friend, while highlighting U.S.-India ties in trade and regional peace. The Centre and Ladakh's representatives will resume their talks in New Delhi today. This will be the first talks after 24th September violence in Leh. Earlier, the scheduled talks of the High-Powered Committee, constituted under the chairmanship of Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, was called off due to the September 24 event. On the invitation of the Home Ministry, a delegation consisting of 10 key representatives of Ladakh, headed by former MP and chairman of Apex body Leh, Thupstang Chewang, will represent in the meeting with the senior officials of the Home Ministry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended heartfelt greetings to Home Minister Amit Shah on his birthday. In a social media post, he said that Mr. Shah is widely admired for his dedication to public service and hard-working nature. The Prime Minister said that the Home Minister has made commendable efforts to strengthen India's internal security apparatus and ensure every Indian leads a life of safety and dignity. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued a red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal for today. The weather agency also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall, very likely at isolated places over Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka. In Tamil Nadu, holiday has been declared for schools in Chennai, Chengalpattu and Kanchipuram due to heavy rainfall. We spoke to the senior scientist at IMD, R.K. Jinamani, about the latest update.
Because of the system movement and intensification, we have given heavy rainfall warning, particularly for Tamil Nadu, coastal Tamil Nadu, and also for the Kerala and Karaikal and Pondicherry. And as the system moves westward, there will be further increase of the rainfall over Kerala. This system is not going to become a cyclone.
In Uttarakhand, the world-renowned Gangotri Shrine, located in Uttarkashi district, will be closed for the winter season at 11:36 this morning on the occasion of Annakoot Festival. The temple has been beautifully decorated with marigold flowers for this occasion. So far this year, over 7,57,000 devotees have visited the Gangotri Shrine. To ensure a smooth and well-organized pilgrimage, the district administration made special arrangements for security and essential facilities. Govardhan Puja is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. In Uttar Pradesh, Govardhan Puja is being celebrated religious fervour and devotion, especially in Mathura and Vrindavan area, where followers of Lord Krishna have gathered in large numbers. North Korea fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles today, just days ahead of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in South Korea and a planned visit by U.S. President Donald Trump. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missiles were launched from Junghwa in North Hwanghae province and flew about 350 kilometers. The timing raises concerns of escalating provocations as Pyongyang seeks recognition as a nuclear power. Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are expected in Seoul for the APEC meeting summit beginning 31st of October. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has warned that Hamas would be obliterated if it refuses to disarm, but said the group should be spared if they cooperate. Speaking in Israel, Mr. Vance stressed that any decision on foreign troops in Gaza is for Israel to make, though noted Turkey could play a role. And that is the end of this news bulletin.